Welcome to the Set Python Girls Club podcast. I am your host, Luciana.
And I'm your co-host, Dawn Wages. Allons-y!
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Set Python Girls Club podcast. I'm very excited to be starting season two, and I'm even more excited about who I'm co-hosting this time around. Hello, Dawn. How are you doing?
Hi, Luciana. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be starting this new year with this new episode, getting back with the podcast. I definitely missed it. I had a blast hosting season one with Kim Adeline, and I'm so excited to be hosting this season with you.
You all were such gracious hosts when I was on. It was so much fun, and I can't wait to see you and Kim in person. We don't have any solid plans. I am just a very optimistic person, but this is one of my 2024 goals.
Amazing. I will try my best to see what I can do because I know there'll be traveling involved, but hey, we'll figure it out.
If we can get all three of us in a room, I will flip. It'll be great.
I agree. I had such a fun time recording the episode with you that time around. If folks who are listening here haven't caught that episode, make sure to check it out. We will put it in the description, in the episode description. And yeah, I am so excited to be here with you. I was hoping that we could talk about like all the fun things that happened in the Python world in 2023, now that we're starting a brand new year, which I hope it will be still amazing for Python, the Python community, our teams here at Microsoft as well. What are the things that happened in 2023 around Python that excite you the most?
Well, I am very excited about the newest major release of Python that just came out.
Yeah, Python 3.12.
Yeah, we've been hearing a lot about F-strings and sub-interpreters. There were starting some support on that. There's more to come in 3.13. I'm really excited about the new release and for 3.13 that people are already playing with.
Yeah, I was actually remembering this morning. Like when I first joined Microsoft, we were talking about Python 3.8. And I was like, wow, 3.12, so much has happened. It's time flew by. I feel like I still have Python 3.8 in my machine. Obviously, I'm using 3.12 already, but I still have projects that I haven't upgraded yet.
Oh, totally.
Right. And I know that it's something that happens every year now. Every October, we have a new release. I don't have any excuses anymore, but I don't know. It always blows my mind to think about how fast Python has grown in this five last years that I've been here working with Python day to day.
It's so cool to be on the other side of the release cycle, or at least paying attention to the point releases every year. If you are an engineer with a team that's more about the features and less about the Python releases, you don't actually get to celebrate every new release like we get to do over here. So I am so excited to have you as a colleague and more colleagues just chat about these new features.
Yeah. That's a very good point. It's definitely a different thing when I, because I've been working with Python ever since I joined Microsoft, but before I was doing Python work for my master's and all of it, right? And I didn't keep track of releases. It wasn't something for celebrating necessarily, right? Like I was very much just using whatever version my professors told me to use. So it's very exciting to be on this side where we pay more attention to it and we're celebrating, we're closer. So yeah, I really like that as well.
Very cool.
Yeah. And for me, I think like one of the things that I really liked about related to Python this year around has to do with you actually, Dawn, because this year we started the Python Pulses, right?
Yeah. So I dipped my toe into live streaming and kept it up on a monthly cadence. The Python Pulse on the VS Code YouTube channel happens every second Friday of the month. And we have 13 episodes, one bonus episode, in 2023. And we're going to keep going in 2024.
Oh, that's amazing. When do these happen again?
The second Friday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Perfect. So now that you're listening, you know exactly where to catch Dawn It's all live and it's extremely fun. I love all the episodes. And like I said, it's 13, which is great that you even gave us a bonus. So thank you for that.
And thank you for being a repeated guest on the Python Pulse. Those are some of my favorite episodes. You all have to check out the one where the entire Python VS Code extension team joins. We are cheesing ear to ear in that video because, I don't know, we are actually friends. It's really nice. I love that team.
Oh, thank you. No, I have to agree. That episode was so much fun to record, and it was lovely to get all the team together. It felt like really one of our stand-ups, but we were like live streaming it. And yeah, it was fantastic. I hope folks enjoy watching it almost as much as I enjoyed recording it. It's impossible to match, though, because it was too much excitement. And what else, like, around the Python world that you think was awesome last year?
The PSF had an award from GitHub for being a wonderfully welcoming community. That was really exciting.
Oh, that's amazing. And I'm so happy because I 100% agree, but it's amazing when you get the official recognition, right?
Right. And, you know, when you're in the thick of it, it's hard to kind of see the culture that we've all been working on for years to cultivate. And I guess other people agree that we make it really welcoming. And that's probably why Python is growing so quickly these years and is not stopping.
Yeah, the Python community is the absolute best. I'm very glad that, you know, PSF got all that that recognition. Thank you for all the work that you do as part of this really large organization with all the amazing people that are there with you too. So yeah, really, the entire Python community appreciates all of your hard work.
Thank you. I'm new here. So that award is definitely coming to fruition from just years of investment from before. But it is very, very cool to be kind of in charge a little bit, at least working a lot for the Python community these days.
You definitely are. Don't underestimate the power and impact of even the little things that you do day to day. And I know you do big things. So yeah. And speaking of like how amazing the Python community is, one of the things that I really loved about this year was like these new podcasts from members of the Python community that are awesome. So this year there were two podcasts, well, there are probably way more, but there were two podcasts that I wanted to highlight that I was really excited about that launched this year. So first of them was the Python People. It's so exciting because it's a podcast highlighting really the people from the Python community. It's way less about the tech. It's really about the individuals, their stories, what brought them to the Python community and all of these things. So it's really awesome. I think they have, can't remember how many episodes, but many episodes already. And of course, our Brett Cannon is one of those, which, you know, I have this thing that I always have to mention Brett's name in this episode, otherwise it's not the set by the Girls Club podcast.
It's a good name. I like mentioning Brett too.
Yeah, he's a great one. And yeah, he's in that podcast as well. And there are so many awesome people there. And then there's also the one that I'm even more excited about, which is the Hidden Figures of Python. And the team behind this podcast is the Py Podcats. I don't know what I love the most about it, because it's the name of the team, the name of the podcast where it represents. This is all amazing.
Have you seen their little logo? It's so cute. It's a cat.
It's amazing. I actually got that sticker from Marietta, who is one of the people behind the podcast. Oh, she's also one of the people who joined Python People. So she has an episode there too. She's awesome. And yeah, she gave me the sticker of the podcasts. And I put it like on my water bottle. And yeah, it's my favorite because it's part of the typos of the day, her series, right? And it's amazing. So yeah, all these podcasts, they really talk about the goal is to highlight the hidden figures of Python. So a lot of the people who are coming from misrepresented communities, but they are doing important things in Python and they are doing amazing work. And this is really about highlighting them and bringing them to light. So I am so excited. They had their episode zero, like the first ever episode happening recently. So I'm very excited to keep track of it. It's one of those podcasts that like I found, like I'm seeing like launch from the beginning, and I'm hoping to, you know, continue listening to every episode as it comes out.
I'm so excited. I'm definitely tuning in as soon as it drops. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I agree.
And I have a question for you. You have been keeping track and doing really awesome things with the VS Code updates. Can you tell me more about those?
Oh yeah, let's do like a year review for VS Code updates. There were a lot of amazing things that came out this year. I mean, in my opinion, I hope listeners also think they're amazing. So one of the things that I'm most excited about is the thing that we have been working for years, which is the rewrite of our testing support. So that has been a long journey, and I'm so excited that we are coming to an end. Of course, not an end, because we'll always keep fixing bugs, improving the experience, et cetera. But our main rewrite is now complete. We have rolled it out to all of our users at this point. We are fixing bugs, improving the experience, like I mentioned. But I'm just so excited. Eleanor Boyd was actually the engineer behind the rewrite at this final stages, because he actually started with Kim Adeline. And then even Anthony Kim, who's another engineer in the team, who joined more recently, when he was an intern, he did some work there as well. And now Eleanor got it to the finish run, and she's been doing an amazing job with that. I'm actually excited to bring her as a guest this year too. So fingers crossed we can make that happen.
Hopefully, we
But
can get into her very busy schedule. I'm very excited for that as well.
100%. Yeah, so our testing support now is way more stable, is more resistant to errors. You get that iterative refreshes of your tests. So yeah, our testing support is way more robust now for PyTest and unit test, all thanks to Eleanor's work. And there are also a few other features that I really liked this year around. So one of them, they're related to Pylance, the default language server. There are like from small things to big things, like small things that I'm really excited about. Like now we have a setting that allows you to automatically convert your F strings. So if you start like typing, you enter your quotes and then you put open brackets, it will automatically add an F string there in the beginning. I know it's small, but I feel like it really helps not having to go back and add the F in the beginning, right? So I really like that one. There are things as well that we enabled for co-navigation on strings that contain module names, which I think is particularly helpful for Django, honestly, because you have like all those, we have to import those module names on settings PY, right? I'm not a Django person,
Totally.
Don. Okay, great. Thank you.
No, yeah, you're on the money.
And then you could just Ctrl click and it will take you to the module. Again, seems something small, but for a language server, supporting that on something that is a string, it's a lot more work than one imagines it would take. But we've made that happen. We also have the move symbol refactoring, which is something that we landed this year. So you can, get a symbol, click on a code action, and move it to a new file or to an existing file, and it will apply all the imports automatically. So also a productivity feature for me personally. And the most recent one that we shipped was show type hierarchy. And it's funny because I remember when I first brought to Brett that the Pylance team was working on that, he was like, "Oh wow, I never thought this day would come where we have so many complex projects with like types in Python that people were actually asking and desiring that feature." So yeah, that day came for the typing community for Python, which is great. And then there were other things as well related to the Python extension. So another thing that we have been doing for years as well is like refactoring our code base to make it more lightweight, more robust, and more reliable. It's something that even Karthik mentioned in his episode. And that was really around removing the built-in features for linting formatting from the Python extension to this extensions model. There were a lot of reasons why we've done that, but first, there was discoverability. Every time we had user studies, we would see them like going to the extensions view, and then they would go and search for like Pylant, Black, AutoPepate, and all of it, and they wouldn't have see extensions from there, so they wouldn't know how to even use the linters and formatters. So enabling these extensions there help with this discoverability problem, but also it's so much faster. The experience for linting formatters is so much faster now with this extensions model because it's all through LSP, the language server protocol, something that VS Code supports very nicely. It's also nice that we ship a version of the tool with the extension. So for folks who don't really want to keep their tools installed in the environment, they don't have to, because they can just install the extension. It will use the latest version of the tool that is supported by the extension. And yeah, it just makes the process more lightweight and faster as well. And last but not least, we also had the Data Wrangler extension launched this year, and it really helps a lot with the data exploration process. And like, it's a visualization, it gives you visualization of your data, but allows you to do sorting, cleaning, and a lot of like those typical operations that you do to pre-process your data on tools like Excel, for example. But then it generates the Python code that from all those interactions you've done through the UI. So I love it because I never remember all the names of the methods from pandas and all of that. So mm-hmm. Data Wrangler helps me out with that a whole lot. So yeah, these are, from my opinion, all the things that was very excited from the VS Code land this last year.
And I get to see you all be so busy whenever I pop in on your team calls. And my favorite part, I mean, I wish you all could see my face as Luciana's going through a lot of the features I knew and some of the features explained in a way that I was like, oh, that's a really great way to summarize it. And then some features like, oh, crap, I need to try that one out. But you all are so on the nose of what the Python community is working on these days. From the linting, I mean, linting has been a huge conversation this year, and linting performance has been really, really big the last 2 to 3 years. Python types and testing. I've been so thrilled to kind of see the passion you all have with increasing developer experience, even in those little things that you mentioned. I mean, those little things really add up to just having a very, very slick experience. And so when you explain it, it sounds a little bit detailed or maybe even tedious, but the whole point is that you implement them in ways where you don't really necessarily know they're happening in the background. They just make things easier.
That's great to hear. Thank you. You're the best. I would also like to say about another highlight that I absolutely loved and has to do with your work, Dawn, which because you're amazing. It's the new website that we have for Python. So aka.ms/Python has been updated to lead to this page that you were just the mastermind behind, right? So do you want to talk about it?
Mastermind might scare some people off. I think there's a lot of minds that led into this one. It's now we have a top level, all things Python and Microsoft URL space. We have really cool teams from Highlands to Azure to Python on Windows team. We have GitHub Copilot on there. All of the updates and cool things that we're working on will keep going up at that place and all of the same places that you know and love and like to keep up with us, like the Python dev blog and our Azure Tech community blog posts. All of those will keep going. You can keep adding us on all the socials, but now you have this very nicely curated page that we work on to show all the things, the one-stop shop for all the Python at Microsoft, because Microsoft loves Python. We are not necessarily .NET, but we love Python.
We do, exactly. I mean, that's the reason why we are all here, right? We're so passionate about the Python community, and it's really like the individuals here doing all of the work to support this community that we love so much. So yeah, thank you for the awesome work on that site. I love it. I have been going there to just easily get the links that I want to, right? Like, even though I'm like so familiar with all the products there, I'm like, what's the best landing page? So that's great. I also, one of the things that are featured there that I also very excited about that happened last year that I forgot to mention, Python and Excel, right?
Oh, how did we bury the lead? Python and Excel is so cool. Those demos are nuts.
Yeah, it's really exciting. So it's something that I didn't think would be coming anytime soon. So I was really excited to see that project come to life. I'm very excited to see what folks have to say. I know the Excel team is receiving a lot of feedback. And yeah, so it's been an exciting journey to see how widespread Python has been in all, so many tools around, not just Microsoft, of course, but around the globe.
Totally.
A lot of it also because of AI, right? I guess this is another thing that happened this year. I mean, I use it daily, right? Like I use ChatGPT daily. I use Copilot chat. I use Copilot itself. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I don't think I can code anymore without it. It's kind of embarrassing to say that, but it's so ingrained into like my day-to-day.
Mm-hmm. And one of the cool things that our colleagues working on, Pamela Fox, has been integral in some of the Python
Oh,
OpenAI
yeah.
products and or like demos that we've been working on. So with the Azure OpenAI and also raising the issues and doing her community good turns by raising issues on OpenAI's repo. So, I mean, we have that also on that same landing page to do that full circle. We have some of those things too. So if you want more updates on Python and AI and Microsoft, they will be showing up there too.
Amazing. Yeah. And shout out to Pamela. What a wonderful person. She is
Oh my
fantastic.
gosh, and brilliant. I
Brilliant.
just can't.
Every time in a meeting with her, I'm like, yep, I learned so much. Hopefully she'll also
Same.
accept being a guest in this podcast. That would be such a great honor.
2024 thing.
Yeah. Speaking of 2024, like, what are the things that you're looking forward to this year?
I'm really excited for Pi Cascades. That's coming up. And that will be in Seattle. And I think some of our Microsoft friends may be there. I don't want to speak out of turn, but you may see us over there. PyCon is going to be super cool. And as always, I go to DjangoCon US. We don't know where it's going to be. That's later on in 2024, but I shall be there as well. So conference season is afoot, and I am very, very hype.
Amazing. I have to plus one that. I just love the conferences, seeing so many familiar faces and meeting new faces too. Because every time, so many people I sometimes I meet at PyCon, they're like, this is my first PyCon, and now I want to come every single time because people are the best. And I'm like, yep, that's the Python community. We are the best. I guess I am part of
Yeah,
the
no, you make the community. Those,
Oh.
okay, it's so silly. This is a small token of it, but the Sad Python Girls Bub sticker is so highly coveted. It is so cool. And also, just people I hear in just random corners, just like, oh, Luciana inside Python Girls Club and Kim Adeline are so cool. And I'm like, yeah, they are really, really cool.
Oh my goodness, you are too kind, but hey, you're part of the club, Dawn, and you're
I'm
the
honored to
coolest.
be here. Thank you.
The honor is all mine. And yeah, for 2024, I'm very excited about conferences as well. I'm very excited about us coming back and having new episodes, a new season, with new guests and maybe some returning ones, who knows? But I'm very, very excited about the year that is ahead of us. I think it's going to continue be huge for Python. And all this AI stuff, it's really possible because of Python, right? Like, so much of it's powered by Python. So yeah, it's gonna be an I bet it's gonna be an amazing year for the language and the community.
Absolutely.
Well, it's exciting that we have so much to look forward to the new year. At the time of this recording, we are right before the holiday break. So my final question for you, Dawn, is what ice cream will you be eating around this time of year to celebrate the holidays?
Yes. Okay. So we have, my wife just bought a freezer full of ice cream sandwiches. It's an ice cream sandwich winter. It's very, very good. There's no time of year that ice cream sandwiches are not great.
I have to agree completely. Great choice. For me, I think it will be the one that I have in my freezer actually as well, which is Häagen-Dazs dulce de leche. I think, yeah, that's one of my
Yum.
favorites as well. So that's what I'll be having this season around. And the song that I am going to be listening as I'm eating this ice cream, because it's the holiday season, it's going to be the Christmas song by Nat King Cole.
Oh, I love Nat King Cole. That's such a good one. For some reason, I've been listening to Home by Stephanie Mills lately. It is very soulful. Not Christmas, but that'll get me in my feels while I'm eating my ice cream. Totally.
Perfect. I love that choice as well. Well, thank you so much for hosting this episode with me, Dawn. It's been a blast, and thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a happy new year.
Thank you.
That's it for today's episode for the Sad Python Girls Club podcast. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope to see you again soon.